Good morning. A weak disturbance continues to pass through interior New York and New England, coating the ground with a round of light snow in a lot of places, most areas less than an inch, but there could be some slippery travel early this morning as temperatures are in the upper 20s and lower 30s. In the Hudson Valley, south of I-90, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and most of central and southern New England, we're seeing a mix of rain and snow this morning, which will gradually wind down early. For the rest of the day, skies will be cloudy to mostly cloudy, with a few leftover rain and snow showers as high temperatures reach into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees in most places. Two more weak disturbances will pass through before the holiday. One will arrive late tonight with another round of light snow. This snow could add up to 1, maybe 2 inches for the morning drive tomorrow, and overnight lows will be in the upper 20s to around 30 once again in most places. As we get into the day on Tuesday, that system will scoot off the eastern seaboard, and once again we'll be left with a few scattered light rain and snow showers with highs reaching into the middle and upper 30s. Another and stronger disturbance, temperature-wise, will come through on Wednesday. Still the risk of some light snow showers, perhaps a few rain showers for the busy evening travel slot on Wednesday, but not before high temperatures reach into the middle 30s once again. It's behind this system that an Arctic blast will take place for the upcoming holiday, with a mix of sun and clouds on Thanksgiving, highs only in the teens and lower 20s, and only recovering into the upper 20s on Friday. We'll bounce back toward the 40-degree mark for the upcoming weekend with a few rain and snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the overall weather pattern across the lower 48 will remain relatively quiet for the early part of this week with no major storms to report. But out west, the subdued weather will continue to feature high pressure over the Intermountain region with cold fronts and precipitation remaining offshore due to a blocking upper ridge over the coast. The result, though, will be poor air quality with smoke and low-level pollutants, along with continued elevated risks for the spreading of wildfires in southern and northern California, given gusty winds and low relative humidity. There is an ongoing threat across Northern California in conjunction with the currently burning campfire in the foothills of the Sierra, but the threat for additional wildfires in this region will shift then to Southern California today as gusty winds subside some. Farther north into the Pacific Northwest, air stagnation alerts will continue through tomorrow as surface ridging continues. Meanwhile, a couple of cold fronts will work their way toward the East Coast through Tuesday, bringing snow and below average temperatures from the north central United States and Great Lakes to Texas and the central Gulf Coast. Light to locally moderate snow will accompany these areas of low pressure as they track across the Great Lakes through the day tomorrow. Lake-enhanced snow showers should bring generally 3 to 6 inches of snow for portions of far northwestern Wisconsin into the UP of Michigan and far northern lower Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility in fog, 32 degrees, the dew point 30, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Florida, to a low of 12 below zero at Doe Lake and Wakefield, both in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few showers in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy with rain in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 37 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 34, that's 5 degrees below normal. A half an inch of snow yesterday for the month now, 6.4 inches, which is 5.4 inches above normal, and the 6.4 inches for the season is 5.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1921, and the record low, 12, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m. 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Scattered snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with some rain and snow showers likely today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Rain and snow showers also tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered snow showers, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers today, and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain and snow showers today and highs around 40. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow showers likely in the morning, a few in the afternoon, mid to upper 30s. More snow showers possible late Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid 30s. A mix of sun and clouds frigid on Thanksgiving, lower 20s. Also a mix of sun and clouds, upper 20s Friday, and a chance of rain and snow showers over the weekend with highs both days near 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.